Sheer 14.
Very special person. So it's, every year that he comes to Los Angeles and he speaks, all the meeting, he speaks different places and over Shabbos Chazon, and like people are just nispoiled. He's really, the content and the presentation is really always tremendous. So it's really a chance to get some exposure to persons not so far from you, Riverdale, right? Not so far away. And, but really, he's an Ogun Gadol. So it's kedai for everyone, you know, to try to rearrange your Seder if you have to hear it. Okay, big sugya today, Rivi Shiurim. And the Gemara says, on Daf Yud Zayin, Einoyti Miyontev L'Chaveiro. You're not supposed to cook or bake from first day Yontev to the next day Yontev. Right? That's in terms of doing Malacha from one day Yontev to the next day Yontev, there are two different categories of Yisurim. Malacha from one day Yontev to the next day Yontev is going to be Yotzev, because really the first day is the Raisa, the second day is the Rabbanan. And it's like doing melacha from yontev lechol on a deraisa level, right? And even the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, even Rosh Hashanah, even though Rosh Hashanah is a yom ha'richto, it's kedusha achas, that's only lechumra, not lekula. So you can't do melacha first day Rosh Hashanah for the second day Rosh Hashanah. That's one issa. That's what the Gemara is talking about over here. There's another issa that in terms of hachona derabonon. Right, those things which are just not melacha, but there's just a hachon and isa tircha be'alma, like setting the table from one the first day to the second day, or bringing things from the first day to the second day. There's no melacha involved in that, but there's a din of hachona, which is an isa derabbana, and that's also from the first day yontif for the second day. For the second day yontif, but here we're talking about the issa malacha from the first day yontif for the second day yontif. However, the brisa says memala isha kol akedei rabosah habisha ena tzricha ela lechaticha achas. She's allowed to fill up the whole pot with meat or fill up the whole pot with water, even though you only need a little bit. And but by afia the Tanakhama holds you're not allowed to do that, because the heter here of Ribi Shiurim, we see from here that Ribi Shiurim is Mutar Yontif, it's only when you're doing a Betircha Achas. In one Maise, one Pu'ula. But if you're doing separate Maisim, a separate Tircha, so then there's no heter of Ribi Shiurim. So that's why by bread, each loaf of bread requires a separate Maise Afir. You're putting it in the oven separately. It's not like a pot where you fill up the pot and then you put it on the fire. So that's one Pu'ula. And even though you have extra food in there that you're not going to need for yontif, that Ribi Shiurim is going to be muta on yontif. Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that you're allowed to fill up the whole tana with pas, because the pas is nefer yofer. The more pas you have in the tana, the better it bakes. And therefore he was matir by pas, even to with a separate tircha on each loaf of bread. And the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So from this Gemara we see, and the Ran, all the Rishonim point out, that from this Gemara we see that Ribi Shiurim is muta on Yontif. Right? Ribi Shiurim is muta on Yontif. And I just want to go through the various points of the Ran, and then we'll discuss the Machlekes, the Ran, and the Rashba. So the Ran says, yes, the Kasha, but it says later on in the Gemara, Emizani Makum Bi Yontif. Right? So it seems that if you'll be marve, extra food for the goy, that will be also being because we're making a gzeira So the Ran says that's gzeira sheme yarve bishvilo bigdeira acheres, right? That you'll be marve in another kedeira. In other words, you'll do an extra tircha, a separate bishul for the goy. That's the gzeira. Says the Ran, from here we see that Rebbe Shurim is muta, but from the Gemara in Menachis, which is the key to the whole sugya, Rebbe Shurim, we see that it's also Gemara Menachis has a shayla by a chayla sheyesh po sakona, right? If you have, and he needs two groigris, and if you have one stem that has three groigris, or you have two separate stems of two groigris, right? So what should you do? Which one should you pick off the tree? Chodosh amdu al eshtei groigris, yeshtei groigris b'shtei uksin, u'sholosh groigris echad, heiminayim maisinan, shtayim maisinan d'chozu lei, two he needs. Odil m'sholosh maisinan d'kom m'mato v'yksira. Or maybe you take the one stem that has the three, even though there's an extra groigris on that stem that he doesn't need, but yimamayit b'ksir. So the Gemara says that you bring three, right? In order to be yimamayit b'ksir. But the whole shayla of the Gemara over there was only two stems versus one stem with three. But if you would have two groigris on two stems, and I can't lo yibayel on hosam ki hay gavna de vishnayim bishnei uksin ikor ribuy bitzira masha de pshita lon de shnayim bi oiket zechod de shlosha ba oiket echod shnayim maisinan shalosh shloim maisinan de ribuy shiura. It's going to be also, right? If you would have one stem with two groigris and one stem with three groigris, so of course you would have to bring the one stem with the two groigris, not the one stem with the three groigris, because it would be ribuy shiur. You're only doing one pu'ula, one ma'isa of kitzira, but there's an extra shiur on that stem. So for Nekamara we see that ribuy shiurim is going to be also. So the Re and the Rashba both answer that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. That on Shabbos, Ribuy Shiurim is going to be Asur, because on Shabbos is it's a Nisa Skila, but on Yontif, which is only a Nisa Lav, the Chachomim were Mekel. In other words, the premise of the Re and the Rashba is that Ribuy Shiurim is going to be a Nisa Drabonan. It's also Drabonan, and it's not a Nisa Deraisa. There were Geyser on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Mochomer, it's a Nisa Skila. There were not Geyser on Yontov, which is only an Issa Lav. Right? And that's why they ask Akasha, there's another Sugya of Ribuy Shiurim, the Gemara in Erevin, by a Tinok, who on the eighth day, and the Mayim Chamim that they needed for the Bris Milah was spilled out, so they needed to cook Mayim Chamim. So how do you get hot water? So Rava said, ask the mother who has a din of a Chayla Sheyesh Bo Sakona, if she needs water, and add extra water for the tinuk, right? So it's a kasha. If we see over there that on Shabbos Ribuy Shiurim is going to be also is going to be muta, right? The Rashba and the Re are saying that Ribuy Shiurim is muta on Yonta because it's only in Yitzalah, but it's going to be also on Shabbos because that's in Yitzaskila. And here we have a Gemara that they said to be marvav shiurim for the purpose of the bris milah, right? And that was on Shabbos. So the answer, two answers the Ran gives. One answer is that according to the girsa of Rashi and Tosis there in the sugya in Erevin, they were telling a guy to do it. Right? It was only a mira liakum. So the guy was going to cook the water for the mother and add extra water for the tinoik. And that's why it was going to be mutter, because it would be amira liyakum, and with a ribi shiurim, that would be only an itzah d'rabbanan, it would be a shvus to shvus, b'mokom the mitzvah of mila. But otherwise, ribi shiurim is going to be also midrabbanan on Shabbos. The Rashba said you don't even have to learn over there that it was a goy who was doing it, even a Yisrael doing it, because since Ribi Shurim it's only Yosa Midrabonon on Shabbos, right? And how do we know it's only Yosa Midrabonon? Because if on Yontav it's Mutter, right? It must be that there's no Yisrael derives in Ribi Shurim. That's the Rashba's reasoning, right? The Rashba entails it. Why should it be Mutter on Yontav? If it would be an Yisrael derives, it should be also on Yontav as well. Elamai, it must be that it's only in Yisrael d'Rabbanan on Shabbos they were goyzer, not on Yontif. And therefore, the Rashba says, v'mokom mitzvahs mila, they were matir, this Yisrael d'Rabbanan. So even if a Jew is going to cook the water for the mother, who is a chayla sheyesh bo sakon, and he's going to add extra water for the tinoik, that's going to be mutter, because l'tzorech mitzvahs mila, they're going to be matir, that is the Rabbanan. So the shita of the Rashba and the Ri, and this is the Taisus and Menachos as well, is that Ribi Shiurim is only going to be an Issa, is only an Issa de Rabbanan. Yontav the Rabbanan were not Goyzer, on Shabbos the Rabbanan were Goyzer because of the Chumra of Shabbos. Yeah. You can ask him to do an Issa de Rabbanan for me.
According to that, yes, even when Rebushim is also the Raisa, even the Ran later says that.
Well, we'll get to the Ran. No? The Ran for Mitzvahs Mila, you can ask. For Mitzvahs Mila, not for a Stam Mitzvah. The Ran at the end talks about that. So the Ran Shita, I'm going to leave out the Kasha that the Ran asks on the Rashba and the Re. But the Ran Shita is very, very different. The Ran holds that Ribi Shiurim is an Issa Deraisa. An Issa Deraisa. When you're being married there this year, so you're over an Issa Deraisa. There's no Chatos, there's no Oynish on the Ribi Shiurim, but it will be an Issa Deraisa. But there's a difference between Ribi Shiurim on Shabbos and on Yontif. On Shabbos is going to be an Issa Deraisa. On Yontav Ribi Shurim, as we see from the Braisa, is going to be Mutter. The reason for that is, the Ran says, because as we see from the Sugya Menachos, that Ribi Shurim is Asur on Shabbos by a case of a Chayla, and that's because Pikuach Nefesh is only Dechuya on Shabbos. Whereas on Yontav, Oichal Nefesh is Hutra on Yontav. And the proof that Oichal Nefesh is Hutra, the Ran says, and this we've seen this Ran's proof a number of times, is that Afil Esha Me'erev Yontiv, you're still allowed to do Oichal Nefesh on Yontiv, even if you could have done it Me'erev Yontiv. So you see that Oichal Nefesh on Yontiv is Hutra. So therefore there's a fundamental difference between Hutra and Dechuya. Dechuya means...
If let's say you didn't do it before Yontiv, you didn't say the whole, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos?
The what?
Before Shabbos, you could have saved a chola, and you didn't do it. You're not allowed to save it before Shabbos.
Sure you are. But if you could have done, certain malachas for the chola before, so then you should do it before. But it doesn't mean that you can't. It's still the chuya. It's still going to save his life. It's going to be doicha Shabbos. But if you have the possibility of doing certain things before,
you
so then you should, yeah, sure. If the situation still exists, you didn't do it before, but it's still Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. But if you have the ability, the Chuya might have certain nafkaminas. For instance, one nafkamina by the Chuya is, if you could have done it before Shabbos, you should do it before Shabbos. Another nafkamina, if you can do it with a Shinui, you should do it with a Shinui. If you could do it Ayidei Akum, you should do it Ayidei Akum. By the way, you have to try to minimize the Issa as much as you can. Because basically the Chuyah means that the Issa exists. It has a Shem Malacha on it, right? But it's nitche. That malacha is nitche l'tzorech pikuach nefesh. Whereas hutra means it doesn't have a shem malacha on it. It's ke'ilu asur b'chol. It's like a weekday. It's like a weekday as far as this malacha. So therefore, by Shabbos, by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, which is only dechuya, so the ikur has a shem malacha. The ikur maisa that you're doing is a malacha, right? It's just that it's nidche l'tzoyrech pikuach nefesh. So we be shiurim, if you're going to be marbe the shiur, which is shalol l'tzoyrech haichal nefesh, that's going to be an issa d'iraisa. Mash enkein on yontiv, where the malacha is hutra. Please don't eat the shiur. Drinking is okay. Where the malacha is hutra, that means it doesn't really have a shem malacha on it, right? It's like ki'ilu osed b'chol. So therefore, if the ikur is muta, the tosefes, whatever you're adding on to that, betir cha'achas is going to be muta, right? That's
right,
the.
Right. This is the raisa. What type of is the raisa in? Where did he get as far as he, there must be an is the raisa.
Yeah.
But is this the right thing?
Where's the mocha for that?
Yeah.
The mocha is from the Gemara in Menachos. Where did the Gemara in Menachos get that from?
Yeah, that's
okay.
There are only
613 mitzvahs. Yeah, no, it's not a separate mitzvah. It's part of Shabbos and Yom Tov, part of the malocha that I'm doing something extra. For instance, the Rebbe Chanan in Kovit Shiurim asks a kasha on the Rashba. How could it be that Ribi Shiurim is not going to be Yosem Midei Raisa? A Nazir who drinks Yain all day long, without Hasra, but he drinks one Revius after another Revius, right? It's only Chayiv one Malkus, the Mishnah Malkus says. But the Rambam says, in Perusha Mishnah, that every Revius that he's drinking is going to be a separate Issa Dei Raisa. And even if he'll drink at one time, he'll drink a lot, right? He'll drink a lot at one time. Shtia Gedola, that in which he has three revias in it. He's going to have an Issa D'Raisa on each revias that he's drinking. So we see that to be Marde the Shia, even though there's no Einish on it, there's no Einish, that's going to be an Issa D'Raisa. So Mimela, there should be, the Ran says, there's an Issa D'Raisa on Rivi Shurim. Where there's no Pasuk for it, it's part of the Isur, the definition of Isur, right? And therefore, let me just finish the Ran. And therefore, the Ran, so the Ran says that since Eichel Nefesh is Hutra on Yontiv, so that's why Rivi Shurim is going to be Muta on Yontiv. That's one svar of the Ran. The second svar of the Ran is that when the Torah says Achashe Yochel Eichel Nefesh. Right? So the Torah is saying you can go ahead and cook and bake on Yontiv, and you don't have to measure and be midakdek exactly the exact amount that you need for Yontiv. The Torah is saying that you have there's a certain broad heter without exactly measuring, that you have to measure out exactly how much water you need, how much meat you need. Right, and therefore Ribi Shurim is going to be Mota. It's implied within the Pasuk itself. Hachashe Yochel L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yiyosa Lechem, as long as you're not doing a separate Tircha. Ma She'enkein Bayachoyle, since it's only Dechuya, so you can only do exactly that amount which is necessary for Pikuach Nefesh of the Choyle. So according to the Ran, that Ribi Shurim really is an Issa D'Raisa on Shabbos, right? So the Ran says, then you have to learn the Gemara in Erevin, and that is the case of what? When they were Marbi Shurim for the Tinoi, it's the case of a Ayidei Akum. It has to be. If you learn that Ribi Shurim is only an Issa D'Rabbanon, like Tosis and the Rashba, so then you could, there are two different gersois in the Gemara there. You could learn it's Ayidei Yaakov, you could even learn it's Ayidei Yisrael. Because then it's only in Yisrael Rabbanon. So they will matter that Yisrael Rabbanon of Ribi Shurim Litzarach Mitzvah Mila. But according to the Ran, that it's an Yisrael, that the Ribi Shurim is an Yisrael Dei Raisa, so then it has to be that it's Ayidei Yaakov in the Gemara in Erevin. Right? That's what the Ran ends off, that v'fizeh hayde Erevin dafka ayidei nochrigo. So we have to see what is the machlekes, what's the basis of the machlekes between the Rashba and the Rashba and the Ran. But before that, the Ran asked for kasha on the Rashba. Yes. Because then there would be matir, it's a miral yakum, which is the darbanan, to do an issa deraisa litzoyrech mitzvah mila. Right? Litzoyrech mitzvah mila. This is a big taisis in Gittin, Dav Ches. I don't know if you learned it this year, but the taisis in Gittin, Dav Ches, on the days, right, talks about all the various shittas about a miral yakum in terms of mitzvah. Is it only by mitzvah mila? Is it by any mitzvah? Only by Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So we're not going into that now, but the Ran is saying that Amir Eliyakum to do an Issa Deraisa for Mitzvah Mila is going to be Mutter. They weren't Gezer on that. But you can't have a Yisrael do an Issa Deraisa for Mitzvah Mila, which is not part of the Mitzvah of Mila itself. It's not the actual Mila. Right, just cooking the water for the mitzvah. What led the Ran to reject the Rashba? The Ran says he has a very strong kasha on the Rashba from the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Menachos. Right. Gemara in Menachos posits two possibilities, right? The ribui ketsira or ribui shurim. One oketz with three groigris, which according to the Rashba is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, because Ribui Shurim is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, versus doing picking off two stems, right, which is a Ribui, which is a Ribui Kitsira. The Ran asked the Kasha, let's say the Chayla would require only one Gregus. If it would require only one Gregus. And someone will pick one stem with three Gregus, right, for the chayla, he'll be over nisa derabon. If he'll pick two stems, then he'll be over nisa deraisa, and he'll be chayiv korban chatas on Shabbos. He'll be chayiv malkis on yontiv, because that's certainly two separate malachas that are not necessary for the bikuach nefesh. So how can we say? How can the Gemara have a question whether to do the three gregris or to do the two gregris, when the three gregris would only be an issa d'rabbanan, right? And the two gregris would be an issa d'raisa. It's clear, it's a dover poshut, that when you have an issa d'raisa versus an issa d'rabbanan, that you do the issa d'rabbanan rather than the issa d'raisa. We have a, by all pikuach nefesh, right? We say machila also hakal kal tchila. The Gemara in Yuma says, right? You try to minimize the issa. So when you're faced with a possible issa de rabbonin and a possible issa de raisa, of course you do the issa de rabbonin rather than the issa de raisa. What's the question of the Gemara at all? There's no havamina that the Gemara should raise such a question, according to the Rashba. That's the Ran's Kasha and the Rashba. But the way the Ran learns, we understand the question. Because according to the Ran, Ribui Shiurim is an Issa D'Raisa. So now we have a question of one Issa D'Raisa versus another Issa D'Raisa. The one Issa D'Raisa of the Ribui Shiurim case, right? Over there it's Ribui Shiurim. You're doing an Issa D'Raisa which is extra, which is not Litzorech Pikuach Nefesh, right? The other seer is picking off two stems, right? Picking off two stems, where you're doing two malachis, right? Two kitsiris, but there's nothing extra over there. Both of them are litzoyrech pikuach nefesh. So here you're being doiche an issa deraisa of two stems with litzoyrech pikuach nefesh. Over there you're being doiche an issa deraisa one stem, but there's a ribui shiurim, right? There's a ribui shiurim, and so which is the deraisa? Are you deicha? So, but they're both in the same category of isurim deraisa. So Gemara can raise the question, right? Which one is better to be deicha? bidaycha the two stems, right? Where you're doing two malachits, two isurim deiraisa, but both of them are needed for the pikuach nefesh, or bidaycha only one malacha deiraisa, one kitzira, but you have an extra, right? An extra greatness there, so that's a ribishurim. So there's a nisa deiraisa. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara's maskona is pshita yudeiche, right? The one stem with the three gregors on it, right? Because it's still only one malacha, and so it's odif. It's better to be mamait malachis, right? Even though you're married to bishuri, because malachis or chav or mochoma of separate peula, separate mites in malacha, of course, is mochoma, right? As the Ran pointed out. Right, as the Ram pointed out, because if you do a separate malacha, you're going to be chayiv a separate einish. Masha'enkein, if you're only doing ribi shiurim, even though it might be an issa deraita, but there's no separate einish on that, because it still comes from that one maise, that one pu'ula, which was nidche. So there's no separate einish, because there's no separate maise. Masha'enkein, on two pu'ulis, right, two separate pu'ulis, so there would be a separate, if not for the cholet, if not for the pikuach nefesh, there would be a separate oinish for that, right, for that extra maitzah. And therefore, when you're measuring these two isurim deraita, comparing them to each other, right, so you do the ribi shurim rather than the ribui malacha. So we understand the Gemara's question according to the Ran. The Ribi Shurim is the Raisa, but according to the Rashba, that the whole Issa of Ribi Shurim is only Drabonon. So what's Gemara's question? A Drabonon versus a Raisa? There's no question there, no question there at all. That's why the Ran rejects the Rashba. You have to answer for the Rashba. Yeah.
Who says in the Raisa there's a close between two pulos versus one pulo with two different toes? The same toes are the same, so who says there's a close between the Raisa?
That's
there's tons of assumptions going on there. First of all, two mice, if let's say you cut down one branch,
I think it's all based on that Rambam I mentioned before in Perusha Mishnayos, right? If a person will you'll have separate ma'isim of drinking, and you'll have a hasra, so then you get separate malchus for each revius of yayin. Mashenkin, let's say you drink one big shtia, right? There's not going to be a separate oinish. Separate ma'isim engender a separate oinish. One ma'isa does not engender a separate oinish. That seems to be a dover poshut. Seems to be a dover poshut that you see that from the Perusha Mishnayos of the Rambam, you see that from the Ran, and it seems you don't have to bring a raya for that, because if it's not a separate pu'ula, it's not going to have a separate oinish.
I know, but I'm saying that since Karnas of Poshut allows, so he says the midrash is a chiv to go for the less amount.
Oh, okay. So then we're going to talk about that. Din of machilim also kal tchila. That's the Gemara at the end of Yuma, right? Mishnah at the end of Yuma. If you have an isa chomer and isa kal, right? Of course you do the isa kal rather than the isa chom. Is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabon? Right? That you have to do. So that brings us to the Svasemis. Svasemis answers this kasha of the Ran on the Rashba. Says the Ran's premise was, the Ran's kasha was, if all you need is one groigris and you pick two separate stems, or three on one stem, right? So what's going to be mochoma? Of course, the two on separate stems, on two stems, is mochoma, because over there you'll be chayiv separate oinshin. Masha'enkein, the one, right? The one on three stems, right? The one on three stems, that's going to be less chomor, that's going to be more kal, right? And especially if you learn like the Rashba, that Ribi Shimon is only in Issa D'Rabbanan. So then the Ran asks, so what's the Gemara's question? in the first place. Right? So the Svasemis says, however, over here, we're not talking about where he needs only one Groigus. The case is that the Choyla needs two Groigus. Choyla needs two Groigus. What would happen if you have two Groigus on one stem or two Groigus on two stems? Right? If you had that. So you had that option and you took the two Groigus on two stems instead of the two Groigus on one stem, what kind of Issa would you be over? What kind of Issa? Would it be an Issa de Raisa? What? It's only an Issa de Rabbana. The Sasemi says that it's only going to be an Issa de Rabbana because after all these two Groigus are necessary for the refuah, even though you could have been memayit the malacha and pick two Groigus on one stem, but since you're doing it for the tzeirech hachoyle, so therefore it's only going to be an issur derabbanan, right? So when I have two groigris on two stems, two groigris on one stem, whichever one I do, if I do the two groigris on one stem, I'm not over any issur at all. If I do the two groigris on two stems, so then, since it's necessary for the pikuach nefesh, so that's not going to be an issa. That's not going to be an issa deraisa. It will only be an issa derabbanan. What is it? It's sort of like try to minimize the issa. If I can do it with one maaser ketzira, don't do it with two maaser ketziras, right? But that it's only a din of minimizing the issa. And apparently, minimizing the issa where I need it, where I have that soirech for the pikuach nefesh. But I can do it in a way where I minimize the issa. That itself only is going to be an issa derabbanan, right? And there's a mabit, a kiryas sefer like that. That is only an issa derabbanan. So mimeila, what happens over here? Where I have two groigris on two stems, and three groigris on one stem, right? Three groigris on one stem. The two groigris on two stems. Right, where I'm doing extra malacha, right? Even according to the Rashba, is only going to be an issa derabbanan. In other words, it's an issa derabbanan versus an issa derabbanan. The Ran was assuming it's going to be issa deraisa versus issa derabbanan. No, the Svasemi says it's an issa derabbanan versus issa derabbanan. What's the issa derabbanan of two stems? Because still, you're doing an extra malacha. You have to try to minimize the malacha. So, and on the other hand, if I take three groigris on one stem, I have an issa derabbanan of ribui shiurim. So, minimizing malacha is an issa derabbanan. Ribui shiurim is an issa derabbanan. So, it's one issa derabbanan versus another issa derabbanan, and that's the question. That's the question of the Gemara: which issa derabbanan? Right? Which issa derabbanan overrides? Which issa derabbanan should you do? The issa derabbanan of ribui shiurim, or the issa derabbanan of even though midoraisa I have a right to pick off two stems, but I have to try to minimize the malachis midorabbanan. So that issa derabbanan, which issa derabbanan is more chomor that I have to try to minimize it? That's how the Sasemis explains the. Answers the Ran's kasha on the Rashba, that this is also only going to be in the Ran. The premise of the Svasemis is, his premise is like the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit in Kiryat Sefer says, whenever I have, let's say I have an Issa, two Issurim that I could feed to a Choyle, right? One is an Issa Kare, like Chelev, and the other is only an Issa Lav, like Chaza, right? So you have to try to minimize the issa. You give him, right, for the pikuach nefesh, try to minimize the issa. If I give him the issa which is more chomor, right, what do you over on? So you, since pikuach nefesh is doiche isurim, so you're only going to be over an issa derabbanan. Machila noso akal kal tchila is only an issa derabbanan. So that's what the Svatem is. That's the premise of the Svatem is. Over here also, if you really, whatever you really need, Whatever you need for pikuach nefesh, you need two groigris. So even if you do two separate pu'ulis of kitzira, you're not going to be over in yisur d'oraisa, even though it's dechuya, even though pikuach nefesh is dechuya, because it I'm doicha the isurim letzorich the pikuach nefesh. So you have an isur d'rabbanon on the one hand, and a different kind of isur d'rabbanon on the other hand, and that's the Gemara Shaila. According to the Ram, the Gemara's question in Menachos was one isur d'oraisa versus another isur d'oraisa, right? Which one should you be doicha? According to the Rashba, the Gemara's question was one isur d'rabbanon versus another isur d'rabbanon. Which one should you be doicha? The Gemara's maskana is that you doicha the isur d'rabbanon of ribui shiurim rather than ribui malachis, because lemait b'tzira lemait malachis is odif. Right? That's how the Satsemis answers. Yeah. No, it's not. No, he's just the Sasemis is only showing, right? What would happen? What would happen? It's not that there's another.
So if it doesn't exist, then it's still the language is the If there's no branches, there's two gurus, and the only option is between the three versus the one more.
Right.
So then you're not going to be over on the Katsira by.
Then you won't be over, no, you won't be over Nisa Katsira Dereisa when you take the two stems. Because these two stems are still needed for the Chayla. He wants to show by giving a case where you have two Gregors on one stem and two Gregors on two stems, right? So over there, for sure you should take the two Gregors on one stem. But if you'll take the two Gregors on two stems, you're not going to be over Nisa Dereisa because in Lemaisa, you need those two Gregors, Letzorech HaChayla. And therefore, what are you over in a case like that? Only in Issa D'Rabbanan, because you could have minimized the Issa. But as far as the Issa D'Raisa of Ketzira, that was Nidcha based on Pikuach Nefesh. So that's why he's just bringing in this case. Not that this is part of the case of the Gemara. The Gemara's case is only where you have one stem with three Gregors, or you have two stems with two Gregors, right? But this is a way of showing that it's only going by the two stems with two Gregors, it's only going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan. So you have one, you're positing one Issa D'Rabbanan against another Issa D'Rabbanan. Which one is going to be Nidcha? Yeah.
Still, I'm saying maybe this is why it says Pshita, because even though it's a din d'rabbanan, it's still a shchal shem d'raisa. I mean, it's still a shem lach mi d'raisa, and one is opposed to the other.
Yeah, sure.
Marav shurim is nothing, it's zero.
Yeah, yeah.
And opposed to the other one, is saying din d'rabbanan is the mimai.
Yeah, so that's the maskon. But you can understand the question, right? There's a havimin in the Gemara, because you're positing one d'rabbanan against another d'rabbanan. But the Gemara says, pshita, that there's a difference between these isurim d'rabbanan. By the two stems, you're doing an extra malacha d'oraisa, right? An extra kitzira. But okay, that's nidche. It's nidche l'tzorach pikuach nefesh. But it's still an extra malacha. Masha'en came by ribui shiurim. You're not doing any extra malacha. You're doing one pu'ula of malacha. The totsua of that pu'ula is that you have an extra groigus. But there's no extra malacha that's being done.
And it's not that, because really, let's say if you didn't have the din marav shiurim, what would be the chalak? I mean, let's say the case of the Gemara. So you have one option where you cut twice, two katiras, and then one option where you can cut once. So then the din d'rabbanan would be that you should do the two ma'aser katiras.
No, the din d'rabbanan.
Cut once, right? The only thing is now that there's issur d'rabbanan on the other side. So what's the Eden Havimina?
Because
one of them is Deraisa, that they're telling you, one of them is Derabonis. So of course it chooses Derabonis not over the Deraisa.
No, because this is still only an Issa Derabonis, because Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha. Right?
Pikuach Nefesh should be Doicha the three also, the Ma'al Bishrim also. But either way, I'm saying the question is, are you over Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabonis? Of course.
If I have a choice. Just like if I have a choice of one stem with two Gregors on it, right? Midrabbanan, I'm not allowed to take the two stems, right? Because I have a choice of one stem with two Gregors. So the Gemara's question was, if I have a choice of one stem with three groyers,
which is Nisa Darabana.
Which is an Issa Darabana. Yeah. But maybe that
Issa Darabana plus Issa Darabana.
What?
Issa Darabana plus Issa Darabana, that's not Nidcha from Pigua of Nefesh.
Right. It has that Issa Darabana of Rebbe Shiyum. So the question is, which Darabana, right? Which Darabana is, do you have a Darabana this way? You have a Darabana this way, right? And even if you're taking the two stems, there's going to be an Issa Darabanan, because what, you have an alternative. There is an alternative, even though that alternative has an Issa Darabanan, but maybe that Issa Darabanan is more kal than taking the two stems, and therefore it's considered to be an alternative. If there's an alternative, right, which is more kal, so then there's an Issa Darabanan over here to take the two stems. That's the question. So what is the machlekes between the Rashba and the Ran? See, the Ran would not accept this argument that the Svasemis is using for the Rashba. The Ran would say that if I have a choice of one stem with three groigris or two stems with two groigris, right? So I don't have to do the extra malacha. If I do that extra malacha, it'll be an Issa D'Oraisa. According to the Rashba, if I have this choice, either one is an Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore the Gemara has a question, which Issa D'Rabbanan overruns. But according to the Ran, the Ran doesn't accept that. The Ran says, if you're going to say that Rebbe Shiurim is only a D'Rabbanan, so then one stem with three Gregors is a D'Rabbanan, two separate stems, is going to be, that's going to be an Issa, that will be an Issa D'Oraisa, right? That will be an Issa D'Oraisa, that you're being Doiche. So then there shouldn't be any question in the Gemara, Issa D'Rabbanan versus Issa D'Oraisa. So I think the machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba really is in terms of Pikuach Nefesh D'Chuya, right? Pikuach Nefesh is D'Chuya, it's not Hutra. There is a sheet in Rishain in the Maran Rutenberg that Pikuach Nefesh is Chutra. But both the Ran and the Rashba hold that Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya. What exactly does that mean when we say Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya? That Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche the Issa. Right? Does it mean that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche whatever you're using for the Pikuach Nefesh, whatever is being used for the Refuah? So then, Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche, that Issa. Or does it mean that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche, whatever you need to use for the, whatever Isurim you have to do, what you have to do for the Refuah, that's what Pikuach Nefesh is Doiche. Possibly this is the machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba. The Rashba learns that if I have this case where I need two greatness, so I have one stem with two greigris, or two stems with two greigris. Right? According to the Rashba, either one that I do, I'm not going to be over an Issa D'Oraisa. Pikuach Nefesh is going to be Doiche. Because even in the two stems with two greigris, I'm using it for the Pikuach Nefesh. I'm Mishtamish Bo. It's not something extra that I don't need for the Pikuach Nefesh. So therefore, Pikuach Nefesh will be Doiche, the two stems with the two greigris, right? So that's how the Svasemis explains the Rashba. The Ran would disagree with that premise. The Ran would say, because Nefesh is only Deiche, those Isurim that I must do, that are absolutely necessary, right? So here, if I have one stem with three greigris, right, which would be only an Issa D'Rabbanan, on that premise of, if you hold that Rebbe Shum is D'Rabbanan, or two stems with two greigris, well, it's not necessary to do two separate malachas, right? It's not necessary to do two separate kitsiras for this chayla. I can get away with doing one kitsira. So therefore, the pikuach nefesh is not going to be deicha the second act of kitsira. Pikuach nefesh is only deicha isurim which are absolutely necessary for the pikuach nefesh. And here you have a situation where you have two Isurim, two Malachis of Kitzira, or one Malacha of Kitzira. Right? So therefore the Pikuach Nefesh would not be Deiche that second act of Kitzira. So the Ran says, if you're going to assume like the Rashba that Ribi Shurim is only a Drabonon, so then you have a Drabonon versus a Deiraisa, and therefore you can't, there's no question at all in the Gemara. Whereas according to the Rashba, the way the Sasenis answers the Rashba, you have a Drabonon versus a Drabonon, because the premise of the Rashba is that Pikuach Nefesh is the Chuya. Shabbos is the Chuya Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. That means whatever is going to be used for the Pikuach Nefesh, even if it's not absolutely necessary to do both of those malachas, but you're, after all, you are mishtamish, you are using the two greigers for the Pikuach Nefesh. So Pikuach Nefesh is Deichazad, and therefore it's only going to be an Issa Drabonon, right, to pick off the two stems. So you have one Drabonon versus another Drabonon. That's the Ran in his Kasha against the Rashba. But what is the basic machlokes between them, whether Ribi Shiurim is a Drabonon or a Deiraisa? What is the lumdis in that machlokes? According to the Rashba, Ribi Shiurim is only a Drabonon. According to the Ran, Ribi Shiurim is a Deiraisa. Rebbe Chanan has an explanation with a very important nafkaminis between the Rashba and the Ran. Rebbe Chanan, as I mentioned before, asked the question on the Rashba. How could it be that Ribi Shurim is only Drabonon? After all, the Rambam says in Perish Mishnayis, a nozer who drinks yayin kol ayam kulo, the Mishnah says you only chayiv one malkis. But that's only because there's no hasros to be mechalek the different revias. But that's only bedine yodam, the Rambam says. Bedine shamayim, every single revias that he drinks is going to get an einish bedine shamayim. He's over an issa deiraisa on every single revias. So therefore, if a choyle would need only one greigris and you pick a stem that has three greigris on it, or Chayla needs two Gregors and you pick a stem that has three Gregors, so then that's a Ribi Shirim. That should be an Issa Deiraisa. How could the Rashba say that it's only an Issa Derabbanan?
How does the Rambam know that?
What?
Where is the Rambam source for that?
The Rambam.
So
because everyone agrees with that. No one disagrees.
Rashba doesn't have to agree with that. Rashba,
Gemara Mishan.
Okay, that's one tarot. The Rashba could be arguing. Rebbe Chanan doesn't want to say that because we don't find any Rishonim arguing on that. Yeah.
Isn't the Gemara that Shatne is that every time you put it on, the Yechayev, let's say you could have taken it off a certain amount?
Yeah, that's only when there's a Hasra in between. But you didn't do a new Maaseh. The Gemara Makkah says if you have the ability to take it off, and he gives a Hasra, take off the Shatne, and you have the ability to take it off. 5 minutes later, another Hasra. And you get a malchus for each one of those.
Right, so they need a new hasra each time.
There's a new hasra because for malchus you need a new hasra. What? There's no new pa'ula. So, it's a similar idea. So let's say there wouldn't be a hasra, and a person would continue wearing the beged of shatnez, right? Not okay. You'll
be
over an Issa, you'll be over Issurim Deiraisa. You'll get an Oinish, Bidei Shemayim.
But you don't get an Oinish, Bidei Odom.
But not Bidei Odom. Because for Bidei Odom, you need a separate Hasra.
That's what I'm saying, that's the source for that fact. You need a Maisa.
Maybe.
I'm
going
to do the Maisa, whatever.
Yeah. Could be. It's the same Mishnah. It's the same Mishnah over there. So the... So what's the answer? Why does the Rashba hold that it's only an Issa Drabonon? So Rebbe Chanan explains that since each Groigris on the stem Bifnei Atzmo by itself is Roy for the Chayle, can be used for the Chayle, so, and you're doing one Pu'ula that Chayle needs two Groigris, right? This stem though has three Groigris on it. And you're doing one pu'ula, one ma'isa ketzira, but each one of these three greigris is roi for the chayla. So there's a svar of hey minayu mafkas. Which one are you going to say is the greigris which is osa? Each one of them could be considered to be, right, part of the ktsira with tzarach pikuach nefesh, even though you only need two out of the three. But since on each one is chal, the possibility of using it for pikuach nefesh, therefore you can't say that there's an issa deraisa. The dechiyah of pikuach nefesh will apply to each one of them, right? Will apply to each one. So according to that svara in the Rashba, that's why it's only an issa derabbanan and not an issa deraisa. According to that svara in the Rashba, if you would have, let's say, a riba shiurim of something which is not ro'i for the chayla, you would have a case, let's say you have a riba shiurim where you're cooking food for the chayla, right? The chayla needs what he needs, a certain amount of food, and in that pot of food, a certain type of food, and in that pot of food you're cooking something else as well, which is not ro'i for the pikuach nefesh of the chayla. Right? What would happen there? What would the Rashba say in a case like that? That would be an issa deraisa. It's only because each and every one of these things is roi for the pikuach nefesh. So then the heter, the dechiyo, pikuach nefesh, is chal legabi each and every one. And you can't say, hey, minayim afkas, how can you say that these two were for pikuach nefesh and the third one is not? Well, the third one could be for the pikuach nefesh and maybe one of the others not. Right? But since the heter of pikuach nefesh is chal on all of them, so therefore, it's not. You can't say that there's going to be an issa deraisa. It's only an issa derabbanan. But if you would have a case where you would have that something that in the ribi shiurim is not roi for the pikuach nefesh, so then even the Rashba would agree that it's going to be an issa deraisa, right? An issa deraisa.
As far as he's saying that, you know, since each one, you know, you can't get those during the rice. Why not? There's always
the Rabbanan came along, but the Rabbanan came along and they said, we don't want you doing this. Rabbanan have the right to say, we don't want midoy raisa, there's a heminayim maskis, but the Rabbanan came along and said, we don't want you doing extra shiurim. Right? They have a right to do that. That's the svara of the Rashba, according to Rabbi Chanan, right? What's the svara of the Ran? The Ran says that pikuach, that ribi shurim is also deraisa. It's going to be an issa deraisa because you're doing extra shear of melocha, right? That's not necessary for the pikuach nefesh. Yontev, however, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because on ribi shurim can only be osur if the ikum melocha has a shem melocha on it. So then the extra shear that you're doing also has a shem melocha on. But on yontif, since it's hutra, eichel nefesh is hutra on yontif, so it doesn't have a shem melocha. It's ki'ilu oseo b'chol, so therefore the extra shear that you're doing doesn't have a shem melocha. Right? And so that's why, so according to the Ran, it would come out, Rav Chanan says, would come out, let's say you're cooking a pot on yontif, right? Or let's say a person's doing Haitzah on Yontif, and there's ribi shiurim. So, but the extra shear that you're carrying out is not something which is roi to be used on Yontif. Not roi to be used on Yontif, right? But you're doing one pu'ula, one ma'isa, one tircha of Haitzah, right? What would the din be according to the Ran? Would we say that there's a heter of ribi shiurim? There would be a heter of ribi shiurim. According to the Rashba, there wouldn't be. According to the Rashba, in order to say ribi shiurim is muta, it has to be that each and every one of these things is roi to be used. If it's a situation of pikuach nefesh or a situation of oichal nefesh on yontiv, then you can say that ribi shiurim is muta midoraita and only also midorabonim. But according to the Ran, has nothing to do with saying that each and every one is roi. It's that on yontiv, since melechas oichal nefesh is hutra, so when I'm doing the bishul or I'm doing the haitzah, right? Even if I have in there something which is not roi to be used on yontiv, lichayra, there would be at the heter of ribi shiurim, because if the ikur melacha is not osur, because oichal nefesh is hutra, so the ribi shiurim is not going to be osur. Where do we see this? We see this in a very interesting shayla, Ramesha. Ramesha's tshuvas. Ramesha has two tshuvas. First tshuva, Ramesha, I want to give you the whole ishtal, the whole history behind these tshuvas. Rav Moshe had a tshuva about carrying out a pack of cigarettes, right? In those days, right? In those days, even though we'll talk about smoking on Yom Tov tomorrow. Rav Moshe was assuming that smoking on Yom Tov is mutter, right? And carrying out a pack of cigarettes on Yom Tov, and you only need 10 cigarettes, but the pack of cigarettes has 20 cigarettes, right? So you're carrying out extra something that you don't need, right? So Rav Moshe paskind what? Are you allowed to carry out that whole pack with the 20 cigarettes? Rav Moshe paskind yes, based on the heter ribishuyin. That's what you're doing. You're doing one tircha, one maisa of hotzah, carrying out the pack of cigarettes. It has extra cigarettes in it, so it's like having a memale isha. She fills up the pot with water or with meat and puts it on the fire, right? So ribishuyin is muta on yontif, right? So everyone agrees to that. That ribishuyin is muta on yontif. The whole machlek is the Ran and the Rashba is why it's muta on yontif, right? And but everyone agrees. Lamaisa, the Brisa says the ribishuyin is muta on yontif. So Ramaisha applied this to a case of hotzah. That by hotzah, if you're carrying extra things, extra cigarettes in the pack of cigarettes, so therefore it's going to be more. Based on this tshuva of Rav Moshe, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Rav Neuwirth, when he wrote his sefer, so he said, based on this tshuva of Rav Moshe, what happens if a person has a key ring, and he has many different keys on that key ring, right? He has his house key, his car key, his office key, right? Is he allowed to carry out that key ring on Yontif? So Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa Paskin, based on Rav Moshe's tshuva, that what did he paskin? Mm-hmm. It's muta. Paskin, then it's going to be muta. What? Riba Shiurim. You're doing one maisa of hotzah, right? Even though you have many keys on there, that extra keys that you don't need for Yontif, so it's going to be muta. Riba Shiurim is going to be muta. So then, after he published the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, right, someone noticed that based on in the Ora, in the footnote, he explains that his psak with the key ring is based on Rav Moshe's tshuva. So then Rav Moshe wrote a second tshuva in which he points out that lodomi ze lozeh, key ring is not at all like the pack of cigarettes, right? Pack of cigarettes is a hetha ribishurim, but by the key ring there's no hetha ribishurim. Why? He said it's a very big difference, because Rav Moshe explains what's the heter ribishurim by the pack of cigarettes, because although you have 20 and you only need 10, each and every one of those cigarettes is roi to be used on yontif. Each one you could use, so you can't say these 10 are litzorech yontif and the other 10 are not. Right? So therefore there's going to be a heter ribishurim, and the only time you say ribishurim is only if each and every item that's part of the ribishurim is roi to be used on yontif. When you fill up a pot with meat, right, and you only need 2 pieces of meat, but all the other pieces of meat are roi to be used as well, you could use those instead of any other piece of meat, right? Or water. The whole pot of water, you could use any part of that water for the cup of tea, right? So that's a ribishurim, because kol chada v'chada is roi to be used on yontif. But in the case of the key ring, where you have car keys or you have an office key, these keys are not roi to be used. So Rav Moshe says, and that there's no ribishurim. There's no heter ribishurim on a case like that. So that's what Rav Moshe paskin. No, Rechaim Chelek, I think it's Chelek He, Simen Lamed He, that the difference between the key ring and the pack of cigarettes, and at the very end of the tshuva, he says, Heruli Sharav HaGoyim Bershua Noivur, in Shmir Shabbos, Hevi Hoshek Osati Shemuto Lahotu Biyontav Chafita Sigariot, Afshe Ein Tzorech Alu Lechelek Mimena Lahotu Berosov, it's going to be off. That's how Rav Moshe paskin. Rav Yashiv in Mevat Shitay, Rav Yashiv paskin differently. Rav Yashiv holds you can take out the whole key ring. can take out the whole key ring, even though you have keys on there that you don't need for yontif. There is a problem if you have your car key, the ignition key, which is muksa, then you have a problem of tiltul muksa. The ignition key is what? Not bottle. It's not bottle. You have to remove it somehow. But we can't carry out. You can't carry out. The key ring won't be a bossis, but you are being metaltal muksa, and when you're carrying the key ring, right? The till of the car, the ignition key. So. Yeah, and you're doing a tiltul min hatzad. So I have to look into that. I have to look into that. But the, yeah. For what?
It's our kufa. You need the key
to
your house. You can't take off.
Yeah, no, but I don't need the car key. The car key. Yeah, no, but the car, but when I'm carrying the keys in my pocket, right? I'm carrying all of the keys. So I'm carrying muksa as well. So I don't see that it should be litzorech guva. It is a klisha malachto leitzra, the car key, the ignition key. But I don't see that that's litzorech guva. Okay, I have to take it, I have to check. But the, but I'll call upon him, mitzad ha'itzor and yontiv. It is a Ribi Shiurim, according to Rav Yashi. So I thought that maybe this machloikis between them, what does it sound like? What? It sounds like Rav Elchanan's explanation, right? Rav Elchanan's explanation, really in the Rashba, in the Ran. According to the Rashba, right? According to the Rashba, what's the heter Ribi Shiurim? What's the heter? That each and every one of the shurim could be used, right? Could be used. So that applies to the pack of cigarettes. Doesn't apply to the key ring, right? So you're not going to say we be shurim over there. But if you learn like the Ran, right? The Ran doesn't hold that story. The Ran holds that we be shurim is mutter because since oichal nefesh is hutra on yontif, or mitoich shehutra is also hutra. Is also hutra and yonder. So since the etzem maise that you're doing l'tzorech oichal nefesh or l'tzorech mitoich l'tzorech hayayim is muta, so any ribui shiurim is also going to be muta. The ikar maise you're doing, it doesn't have a shem melacha on it, so you can't answer the extra. You can't answer the extra shia. So it would seem to me that this really should be totally on that hakira. That Rabbi Chanan mentions. But our Kol Ponim, we do have a Machlokes HaPoskim, a very important Machlokes HaPoskim over here, in terms of Ribui Shirim Halach L'Maisa, that applies not just by the key ring. I'll give you another example where it could apply. Let's say you have a baby carriage, right? A baby carriage, and you're pushing the baby carriage, and in that baby carriage you have certain things which were shaloi litzorech klal on yontif. You know, yeah, there are tissues in there, dirty tissues, then other things which are not litzorech at all. But you also put certain things in that carriage which are litzorech hayoyim, litzorech yontif. So when you're pushing the carriage, that's haitzor, right? So I have here a ribi shiurim. I have things which I need for yontif and things which I don't need for yontif, right? So that's a situation of ribui shiurim, and that would be totally lichayra on this machlokes between Reb Moshe and Reb Yashi, based on which really the lomdis, the soris, seem to be based on what Reb Chanan said, but they bring it down halacha lemaisa. Okay, I just want to leave you with one question. Think about it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, the beginning of Shia. Is there Ribui Shiurim, let's say for a choyle, Shiesh Basakona, doctors say you have to shecht a chicken for him. He has to eat meat. Right? Is there going to be an Issa Ribui Shiurim if you shecht a small chicken versus a big chicken? Right? You shecht a chicken versus a turkey. Right? Is there going to be an Issa Ribui Shiurim? You don't need all that much meat. Right? So all you need is just the minimum amount. But you're taking a big bird and shefting that big bird. Is there going to be an issa of ribui shiur. Well, according to the Ran and Issa Deraisa, right? And Issa Deraisa. Let's say it's not even for a chayla, right? Even without a, will there be an extra Issa ribui shiurim, right? If you're shechting a bigger bird rather than a smaller bird, right? So we'll talk about that. Talk about that tomorrow. What?
Big bread and small bread and cut face or something like that. The Bach sends us from Ragamara to there, but
have to see him in it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that's something. I think that's something totally different. Yeah, tomorrow, Rabbi said we're going to do Eino Shavu L'Chol Nefesh and get into Rechitza. Shall we?
Your palace to show you. I don't think you have a